From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A Louisiana man is facing a class action lawsuit accused of pretending to offer abortion services to pregnant women. The Center for Reproductive Rights says the man, an anti-abortion activist, kept women waiting so long they were unable to get an abortion at all. Susan Rosgen of member station WWNO in New Orleans has the story.
19-year-old Mary Schlegel is 8.5 months pregnant with a baby she never wanted to have.
I'm tired, I'm aggravated, stressed.
When Mary found out she was pregnant, her mother Elizabeth looked in the New Orleans phone book and dialed a number listed under abortion services. She says the man who answered the phone, William Graham, said he could set up an appointment for Mary to get an abortion, but kept putting her off.
On Fridays, he would call and give us a Saturday appointment. 5 o'clock Saturday, we'd call and apologize and say, we had too many, we were overbooked, I'm so sorry. Our emergency rooms were filled, you know, just too many different excuses.
In fact, more than 30 other women say the same thing happened to them. They say Graham led them to believe he would help them get an abortion, but instead strung them along for weeks and months, often until they were too far in their pregnancies to have an abortion legally.
This man has taken it upon himself to try to interfere with women's constitutional rights, and he needs to be stopped.
Suzanne Novak is a lawyer for the Center for Reproductive Rights in New York, which filed the federal lawsuit, accusing Graham of false advertising, fraud, and emotional manipulation.
People are entitled to hold anti-abortion views and to express them, but it's in a whole different league to engage their trust and then turn around and prevent them from doing exactly what they touched base with him in the first place to do.
One woman who's suing Graham says she was pregnant because she'd been raped. Another says Graham's delays forced her to have a child that she knew would be born with hemophilia. And a third says she was so desperate when she couldn't get an abortion that she tried to kill herself. But Graham says he hasn't done anything illegal.
I did not lie to anybody. What I did was I was not as clear to those folks, those women that have called, as perhaps needed to be.
Graham listed his phone number under a name that's similar to the name of an established New Orleans abortion clinic. But according to Planned Parenthood, Graham is well known as an anti-abortion activist, and he won't say which side he's on.
Doesn't matter what I believe. My beliefs are really not relevant to their situation. The doctors we work with, they're all private OBGYNs. If they are unable or unwilling or for whatever reason, they do not get a woman in. There's not a lot we can do about that.
Graham refuses to name any of the doctors he says he refers women to, and he says he doesn't know how many abortions they've performed. The Center for Reproductive Rights says that's because the doctors he talks about don't exist, and they say no abortions ever took place. Mary Schlegel, the 19-year-old who's due to give birth any day now, says she's come to accept her situation, but she blames Graham for preventing her from ending the pregnancy when she still could.
I'm happy now, but I had a choice before, and he took that choice from me.
A federal judge recently issued a preliminary injunction against Graham, ordering him to stop advertising as an abortion provider and unplug his phone. Now he's facing the prospect of the class action lawsuit, seeking damages for the women, meaning that ultimately Graham may wind up paying child support to women who thought he was helping them get an abortion. The trial is expected to start in a few months. For NPR News, I'm Susan Rosgen.